A Fort Campbell soldier goes on trial this week in military court for the murders of two women in central Kentucky. Brent Burke faces a general court-martial, the most serious level of military courts. He's charged in the murders of his estranged wife, Tracy, and her former mother-in-law, Karen Comer. Both women were found shot to death at Comer's Ronnieville home in 2007. This is the 911 call placed by one of Tracy Burke's three children who were inside the home.
911.
Somebody broke into our house last night, and I don't know who it was, but they killed everybody here except for my sister, my brother, and me.
Okay, and what happened now?
There was a guy with a pistol or some kind of gun, and he came in and shot my mother and my grandma. Those were the only ones here.
The military policeman has been on civilian trial four times. Two of them ended with a hung jury and two in mistrials. Prosecutors coped with a lack of physical evidence and last year decided to dismiss the charges. Brent Burke's freedom was short-lived. Weeks later, the Army charged him in the murders and he was back behind bars. Eugene Fidel teaches military justice at Yale Law School. He says cases like this are uncommon, but constitutional.
For many people, this rubs you the wrong way because we all know about double jeopardy and how you can't be tried more than once for the same crime. But double jeopardy only applies to prosecutions by the same sovereign. If the first trial is by the state government, the state is a sovereign, so the second trial could be by the federal government, which is a separate sovereign.
The court-martial held at the Fort Campbell Army Post is open to the public and will be conducted similar to civilian proceedings.
There is a prosecutor who's a lawyer, there a defense counsel, maybe more than one defense counsel who's a lawyer. There's going to be a judge wearing robes. There'll be a court reporter making a record of the proceedings. People will be under oath. The burden of proof is exactly the same. That is proof beyond a reasonable doubt. So this would all be very, very familiar territory to an observer.
The jury makeup is different under a court-martial. Military justice expert Eugene Fidel says the jury will consist of officers and most likely enlisted soldiers.
The jurors are selected not at random from the voter list or motor vehicle registration. The convening authority is required to select only those who are best qualified by reason of age, experience, education, judicial temperament. Now, for many years, the law has been that if the defendant is an enlisted person, he or she has the right to request enlisted representation on the court-martial. Then the convening authority has to assign at least one-third of the members as enlisted personnel. This is a gesture in the direction of trial by your peers.
If convicted in military court, Brent Burke could face life in prison or the death penalty. Only two-thirds of a jury would have to believe Burke is guilty to convict him. However, in order to get the death penalty, the jury must be unanimous in both its verdict and sentence. Only a small number of people are on death row at the U.S. Disciplinary Barracks at Fort Leavenworth. Military law instructor Eugene Fidel at Yale Law School says the U.S. military hasn't executed anyone since 1963.
This is not a trigger-happy judicial system. You really, really have to try to get a capital sentence, and you really, really have to try to have the sentence executed.
Brent Burke has maintained his innocence over the past 4.5 years. Michelle Kerstetter, the daughter of Karen Comer, declined to be interviewed but said in a statement she's optimistic and hopes this time justice will be served. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.